Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's dig into this actual matchup. What is the roadmap for a Texans win on Sunday against the Lions? This was the game I had circled. This was the home game I had been most looking forward to. I'm still looking forward to it, but I thought it would be... I didn't think the Texans would be 3.5-point underdogs and the world would be against them going into it. But that could make it fun if they can pull off the upset. That makes Sunday night and Monday a whole lot of fun, and they've certainly got a chance. So, Seth, here are my five things plus a prediction in the six-pack. Here we go. They got to heat up Jared Goff somehow, and as a result, win the turnover battle. Like, Jared Goff has been awesome this year. Here's Nick Caserio on Texans All Access earlier this week on the Lions quarterback.
Jared was the number one pick for a reason. Right. He's a really good football player. Sometimes you have some lulls. Sometimes you need to change the scenery. Seems to have been reinvigorated, and they've done a good job of just kind of setting up the system, kind of playing to his strengths. And Jared's a very smart, very efficient, very accurate quarterback that takes care of the football. And then they've married it with Ben's system, and he's played at a high level over the last few years, I would say. So he's a big reason that they're effective offensively. So Jared's a really good football player. And then they signed him to a contract extension in the offseason as well to kind of show their commitment to him. So sometimes there's some narratives that are out there about a player and what's going to happen or what do you think they're going to do. But ultimately, teams are going to do and make the decisions that they feel are best for them and say it looks like they made the right decision with Jared, no question.
They got to win the turnover battle. I think the key to that is getting to Jared Goff. The problem is there's no Will Anderson to help get to, it would appear. There's going to be no Will Anderson.
Yeah, and look, in the Texans this year defensively, they've gotten a lot of pressure on quarterbacks, and they've done it with way more blitzing on third down, especially than I would have expected out of DeMeco Ryans' defense. This is a dicey offense to blitz. They tend to have options, and they've got a really good offensive line that does a great job of protecting Jared Goff. So whatever weaknesses you have, when you blitz, you better be dialed in because they can really make you pay for it. I think that Jared Goff, the one frustrating thing that I see when I compare these guys to the Texans is, man, the Lions use play action really effectively. And gosh, does that help a quarterback out. The Texans are not using play action much at all. When you think about, Kyle Shanahan type scheme, and they're going to run the ball, and they're going to set up play action off of it. The Texans simply haven't used it that much, partly because I think they're bad at selling it. Nobody respects them versus the run. They're not loading up with eight guys in the box. So when they try to run play action, the linebackers and safeties are kind of like, all right. I'm just going to hang back out here and see what happens. Give it a whirl, and then I'm going to come up and destroy your offensive lineman and tackle whoever you hand the ball off to, or I'll be in coverage, whatever.
Dude, there was a play in the Colts game back in Week 8 where they ran play action. They ran the classic Kubiak play action where it was like a stretch play to the left.
Yeah.
CJ pulls the ball and then rolls back out to the right, and they sold it perfectly. Like, everybody from the Colts went left. And CJ hadn't even thrown the ball, and the crowd was already cheering. It was like because they executed a play where CJ didn't have three guys on top of him. And then I was disappointed because CJ ended up dumping it to Cade Stover for like 4 yards. He had Diggs downfield. He dumped it to Stover. I'm like, oh, you're going to get like two of these a game, man. Like, take a shot.
So when it comes to Goff, look, I mean, there's no magic recipe to beating these guys, getting pressure on him and getting home on the pass rush like the Texans have been doing all year long. It's just it's risky. And the Texans, look, they've allowed 19 passing touchdowns this season, the Texans have. That's an NFL high. In the red zone, the Texans are ranked 30th in red zone defense. So the big play and the deep strike, Jameson Williams comes back from suspension, all of these things, you're very much on red alert when you do blitz this week.
All right, number two, tackle. You have to, and that's something that has been a theme all week long. Jimmy Ward was talking about it in his media session. Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about it in his Wednesday press conference.
Yeah, their offensive line do a really good job of running off the football. They're big guys, big offensive linemen that cover guys up well. And, you know, credit to their backs. Two really good backs, both, you know, Gibbs, very explosive, you know, home run runner. And then you got the other guy who's just, man, downhill, tough, physical. So both of the guys, they run hard, they're physical. I think they may have the most yards after contact. You know, they find a way to get yards. And it's one thing for us as a defense, you know, we have to do a really good job of tackling. People have been there, they've been on these guys, but they have done a great job of making guys miss tackles. So we have to swarm, we have to tackle. It's going to take more than one person to get their backs down. They've done a really great job. Talk about a 1-2 punch. It's probably the best 1-2 punch in the league.
So based on NFL Next Gen stats, the stats for broken tackles are kind of all over the place depending on website. But David Montgomery, it matches the eyeball test.
Yeah.
He's the other guy that D'Amico is talking about.
Yep.
He's fifth in the league in broken tackles right now. And Jahmyr Gibbs, the other running back, is very, very fast. He's recorded the second fastest run all season long on a 70-yard touchdown run a couple weeks ago. They're a headache. And the Texans right now, I mean, they started off, I was so excited about them. In preseason and in the first couple weeks of the season, how much they improved their tackling. And now all of a sudden you look up and they've been horrible tacklers again.
Yeah.
They're allowing 3.45 yards after contact. That's 30th in the league. They've allowed 35 runs of 10-plus yards. They're giving up way too much easy yardage just by lazy tackling.
Yep.
Very non-swarm-like tackling.
And D'Amico in that cut was only talking about the backs, but their passing game, the Lions, is designed to get a lot of guys short and medium passes on the run, yards after catch. They've got to tackle, man. They have to tackle well.
It's the most boring key to victory you can talk about because it's, they've got to play fundamental football.
Right, until they don't do it, and then it's not boring anymore.
Yeah. Hey, what do you need to do to win versus one of the best teams in the NFL? I don't know. Do the stuff that we were taught in high school.
Yeah, in like
fifth grade.
Can we
do that, please?
Yep. All right, number three, keys to the game here, the six-pack. Special teams. Here was Frank Ross, Texans special teams coach, yesterday, talking about Detroit's special teams.
Different coordinators are some of the top tier special teams coaches you play against and some of the best returners or whatever. This week, Dave Phipp is currently, without a shred of doubt, in my opinion, the best special teams coach in the NFL. He's the most creative. He's the most disciplined. He knows how to find a roster full of players. They're aggressive. They got the best returner going in the NFL, and Khalif Raymond. They got the highest paid special teams player in the NFL, and Jalen Reeves-Maven, a familiar face around here as well. And they play the right way. And they nullify yards. The longest return that they've given up is 11 yards. So for having the best punter in the NFL, 11 yards is a pretty darn good coverage unit. So all four phases, aggressive, the coach, man, got our hands full.
Okay,
can't wait to see what we can do.
So they're good at everything. Great offense, great defense. And Frank Ross, special teams coach, is completely putting over their special teams coach as better than all the other special teams coaches.
Honestly, I know. Look, D'Amico does a thing every week, you know, when he's on his coach's show, where he kind of gives a rundown of the upcoming opponent.
Yeah.
And D'Amico just sounded so genuinely impressed by the Lions, almost that you start to feel like, all right, hey, that's enough, D'Amico. Just find out a way to hate this team.
Yeah.
And it's hard. When you watch the Lions, as a fan of football, you're watching, you're like, wow, this is a smooth running machine.
Yeah.
This is really well coached in all three phases. Yeah, I mean, Aaron Glenn, one of my favorite people in football, is a defensive coordinator for the Lions, and that's making it harder for me.
Yep.
But it's almost gotten to the point where I've watched them enough and I admire them enough that I'm starting to despise them.
Yeah,
I'm starting to let a little of that old high school jealousy creep in.
Okay,
oh, this is the class president and the captain of the football team everybody loves. Yeah, I'm gonna frame him, make it look like he cheated on his term paper.
I was able to find five reasons to hate the Lions for later in the show, but I may just eliminate one of them and say they're too good. They're too good.
Sean, even this? Okay, so we're talking about special teams, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Versus the Bucs this year, midway through the second quarter, down by 7,
mm-hmm.
on their own 10-yard line, 15-yard line, the Lions decide to fake punt. And
ballsy.
Go for it.
Yeah.
And got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what kind of a stupid but magnificent move was that?
No
that
kidding.
Was, I mean, they'll do anything.
They're very aggressive. They're very aggressive.
So there's opportunities there, but you got to have your head on a swivel, man.
Yeah. I don't anticipate the Texans winning the special teams battle, but I think if, especially with no Nico Collins, they're going to have to find some of those invisible yards, you know, whether it's mm-hmm. turnovers that give them short fields or whether it's a big return. A blocked punt, you know, something they're going to need. They're going to need something to help kind of, you know, shorten the box score there for them. All right, that's number.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three. Number four. This is just simple. Bobby Slowick, just do something. Like, this is a, I said it yesterday, this is a Bobby Slowick game. Bobby Slowick needs to come into this game with a satchel of plays that an undermanned team can run and scheme guys open who maybe aren't as good as the guys they're going against. You know, like we're in week 10 now, man. We're in week 10. Have something up your sleeve here for this game. You're going against the best team in football, and you were Ben Johnson is sitting there doing interviews where he's talking about handpicking the job he's going to go to. That was Bobby Slowick a year ago at this time too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in that conversation. And now he's not anymore. And so this is a big opportunity for Bobby Slowick on Sunday night.
It really is. With Joe Mixon coming back and running for 100 yards every time he starts a football game for the Texans, I do wonder, at some point, are we going to start to see an effective play-action game? Are we going to start to see a well-balanced offense that looks like something like he's trying to install? And I don't know, maybe a new left guard is really that much of a big of a pendulum swinger. I mean, they just, so many of the things that they've had to do in pass protection, in the run game, even the types of play actions that they run, I think a lot of it has been to protect some real deficits on the interior offensive line, most notably Kenyon Green.
Yep.
That it seems It almost seems unbelievable that a left guard could make that much of a difference, but I think they've made a lot of concessions to try to mask that issue. So, yeah, I'm wide open to the possibilities that they could click differently and be a different type of football team if Jarrett Patterson...
Just average.
If he's an average guy.
Yep.
Can you be an average offense? And then we'll work from there, okay?
Yeah, yep.
You're a second-year player playing a new position, but be average.
Yeah, and these two probably go together. I said number four is just do something, Bobby Slowik, but I think that it's almost tied to the next one, which will always be, until they prove they can do it, protect C.J. Stroud. And the big thing about this one in protecting C.J. Stroud, and we don't know yet if Za'Darius Smith is going to play in this game. He's missed practice both days this week.
He had to travel a long ways.
Defensive, he's not walking or biking. There's airplanes.
You got to bend around the Great Lakes there, don't you?
From Cleveland to Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it? Or is it a straight shot? Oh, I think it might be a straight shot.
I think you're allowed to go straight, yeah. So Za'Darius Smith, of course, the defensive end the Lions traded for earlier this week from the Browns. I he hasn't practiced yet this week. You know, can he get in for 15 snaps and say, just go after C.J. Stroud? Maybe. But the bottom line is C.J. Stroud, protecting C.J. Stroud, not only for the sake of the sacks, but if C.J. is pressured, he's looked jittery at times these last three games. The Lions have a safety duo that will take advantage of bad decisions. If you force throws, if you throw one up there, if you're trying to get rid of it to avoid a sack, Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph have 10 interceptions between the two of them right now.
Yeah, yeah. And Brian Branch is a violent fella.
He is.
He got ejected last week for just a hell of a targeting hit.
He got his money's worth, yeah.
It was an impressive hit.
It was.
Actually, it was pretty, honestly, the ball was so bad. It was a dirty hit. You can argue about the ejection all you want. I feel like Tom Brady and Troy Aikman are the two quarterback commentators who try to make a point of like, hey, I might be a former quarterback, but I like tough football too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was unacceptable. I don't think he should have got... I would have taken that hit and not whined and complained about it one bit.
This is why you need to watch on the YouTube or the Twitch. Seth has his hands on his kidneys.
Resting
right?
On my ribs.
Yeah, like on his kidneys. He's swinging his elbows back and forth. It's pretty good.
And Za'Darius Smith, you got to remember, to get from Cleveland to Detroit... Yeah, as the crow flies, it would be a quick shot, but you got to drive around Lake Erie and you got to go through Toledo. So I'm guessing that's where he got injured.
You think he drove?
Toledo, man. Nothing good happens.
Stopped
in Toledo.
At a truck stop and got some chips and some
sodas. Why would he not drive? It's like a 2-hour drive.
Uh-huh.
Why would he fly to? Why would you fly to Detroit from Cleveland?
Because some people don't like driving like you do. I love driving.
But when you got all your stuff with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to send them. I'm not going to wait for the movers to arrive 3 days later because I had to go from Cleveland to Detroit.
Yeah, maybe. Is this true? 151 pressures per Next Gen Stats that the Texans have allowed this year?
That's all. Yeah.
Just
is that a lot? It's a lot. That's the worst in the NFL per Next Gen Stats. Yeah. The Texans have pressured. Next Gen Stats are interesting for the Texans because the Texans have provided the most pressure defensively, but they've allowed it. They've just negated themselves.
Yep.
Completely.
Yep.
It's nice to see symmetry on a football team.
It is.
That's complementary football.
Symmetry.
Look, hey, we're going to lead the league in pressures over here on defense, then you guys go ahead and allow the most pressures over there on offense.
It's nice. It really is. It's
like a little yin and yang symbol.
Yes,
right there
the two little drops there that form a circle. Yeah, I like that. My prediction on this game.
Give it.
Lions 37, Texans 24. That
is
you're
my
prediction.
Hater. You're a hater.
Well, it's until I don't like being told 4 weeks in a row that something's been fixed that clearly is getting worse.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like
no,
that's.
No, I'm joking about.
No,
you
I know you
hater,
are.
Sean.
I know
you're
you are.
Cold realist is what you are.
I hate to be that way, but were I not emotionally attached to the Texans, I would really, really think about making a recreational wager of epic proportions on this. So, but that's where I feel about it right now, and nobody wants to be proven wrong more than I. Okay, so that's where I am right now with this. Prove me wrong, Texans. Prove me wrong. All right, headlines. Let's get to it. The injury report for the Texans. Some of it not great. Some of it decent. We'll talk about that. A big name back in the NFL this weekend. Thursday Night Football was a banger. And the Rockets make a move to kind of loosen things up in the rotation a little bit. We'll talk about that coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.